Yeah, so far every one of our camps has over 40 players registered for it. So super excited. Actually love the new format that we have, saving the littles until later, and looking forward to a busy week and also seeing our players come in to help.
You always want to get these camps full, and it sounds like, by gosh, every one of them's going to be going pretty strong, aren't they?
Yes, they are. But we do have like our pre-K through second grade. Those camps will still be open to register until the end of July, since those camps are at the end of July. So those will be our Itsy Bitsy Spikers camp. And people can still enter those or register for those. But the other ones that are happening this week, yeah, we're going to close those registers.
You do have a kind of a new camp, I do believe, for this week, one day. Is that right?
Yeah, so next Monday we have our Setters camp with a guest coach coming in to help. Which has great numbers. So far, we actually are full in that camp. So we have 40 players that are coming in for that. And we also have a coach that's coming in to help with that camp. And I'm super excited, not only for the campers, but myself too, to learn some things from another coach.
That's terrific, and we've got a lot of great setters around the area, and this is gonna really help him. This coach, I take it, you've had a chance to talk to, with, and you know what this coach is all about, don't you?
Yes, and I think this is something that we're going to start doing every single year, where we bring in a special coach to run one of our high school camp sessions, just because it's fun and it gets somebody else into our community to teach some other things within volleyball.
How many of your players, your current players, and then of course new recruits? I take you're gonna have a you got a bunch of them that are gonna be around for the week.
Yes, we have actually 10 players that'll be here for camp week, so we're only going to be missing four. And then we also have some old players that are coming in to help too. So I think we'll have a total of 14 players coming in to help with camp.
And of course, everything kind of comes to a halt once again on Saturday with the Wild West All-Star Volleyball Classic. Another year with all the recent graduated seniors.
Yes, and so can't wait for that. Also, we have some guest coaches coming in for that, some past NCC alumni, and it's only fun for them, but also fun. We try to make it as fun as we can for the girls, and this will actually be our last year of doing the All-Star game. So hoping to go out on a whim, a big bang, I guess I would say, and have a good year for this year.
All right, and the public is invited to, once again, there is a fee to get in, but the public is always invited to come on out and watch.
Yes, 6 p.m. start time, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out there and hoping everybody wants to come watch the volleyball.
So you're starting to get the itch. I know you enjoy your summer. You enjoy your being married to a teacher. I know exactly what you're talking about, Coach. You like your summer, but you're starting to get the itch a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think, come after volleyball camp, it's kind of on the go. You try to get everything ready, everything ordered, keep Bob Elder pretty busy down there at the sports shop, and just start preparing, and it'll be here before you know it. I mean, it's less than pretty much 50 days before season starts, and that'll fly by pretty quick.